First of all, I want to apologize for my bad connection.
There's a helicopter hovering over my compound, and it is disconnecting all the phone lines. All our official phone lines are disconnected. We had to smuggle this phone line in, but I know that it's also being interfered with. The regime is intending to cut me off from the rest of the world.
What reasons did they give you for continuing to be under house arrest?
There is no rule of law whatsoever. They're not giving any reason. They're not allowing any journalist. They're not allowing in any dignitaries, not even ambassadors. The U.S. ambassador will stand away at my gate. Members of parliament are turned away and some are beaten. My party officials are turned away. Even family members that try to bring me food are being turned away.
How are you and your family surviving? How are you making it?
Well, the last time that my legal team was able to access me, they brought in some food and we've been surviving on that food. But now we have run out of food, but the military and the police will not hear of it.
The spokesperson for the government said it was important for you to be under house arrest because they think that when they let you out, you will lead protest against the election.
We are governed by the law. If I am doing anything illegal, I should be arrested and charged. And if not, I should be made to be free.
Now, they're supposed to be ruling on Monday about your detention. What are you expecting, Honorable?
I know that the judiciary has no power, just like any other institution. I know that Uganda is run on the orders of No. 70. And no matter what the court says, I know that the military will continue behaving the way it is behaving. We have called upon the international community and the United States, because they are the biggest fighters of the Ugandan military, to call General Museveni to order and to hold them to the values that we all signed to, the values of the rule of law, respect for democracy, which was outrightly disrespected by General Museveni on the 13th of this month. And also to respect my rights as a human being and as a citizen of Uganda.
The question, Honorable, that many people continue to ask is, what happens to Bobi Wine now that the government says you lost the election?
What the Electoral Commission announced was a fraudulent announcement. It was fake. It was not real. It was not anywhere related to what actually the people of Uganda said during their vote on the 14th of January. We defeated General Museveni resoundingly, and we have evidence to that. I am supposed to be the legally and the democratically elected president of Uganda, but unfortunately, I am being detained in my house by the military because the dictator fears the people and therefore cannot allow me to communicate with the people.
Honorable Bobi Wine, what's your message to the people of Uganda, particularly those millions of people who voted for you?
My message to the people of Uganda is that the power is in your hands. Right now, I'm being held a captive by the military because General Museveni thinks that the power of the people of Uganda lies in me, which is not true. The power of the people of Uganda lies in themselves. And you can also stand and defend your victory. You can defend your voice. I encourage you not to recognize General Museveni and to use all non-violent means and ideas to assert your voices and to defend your will. Because what General Museveni did is carrying out a coup against the people of Uganda. Dictatorship and tyranny must be resisted, and it must be resisted by all Ugandans of goodwill.